J vaccine.
Blog Talk Radio.
In Wyoming to retrieve the woman's remains. The coroner revealed this week the former Long Island, New York resident was killed by manual strangulation and died several weeks before her body was found in Wyoming. Her remains were returned to a mortuary in Wyoming for cremation. Meanwhile, a search continues for her fiancé, Brian Laundry, who is the person of interest in the case. He remains unaccounted for after his parents said he went for a hike in a Southwest Florida nature reserve. The Biden administration is poised to restart a controversial immigration policy which forces asylum seekers to remain south of the border while their claims are processed. That's according to Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar.
The MPP, the Migrant Protection Protocol, will probably get started sometime in the next month or so.
It was back in August that the Supreme Court ordered the White House to comply with a lower court's ruling and reinstate the Trump-era policy. There's been a growing call to revive the Migrant Protection Protocol, or MPP, after thousands of Haitian migrants showed up at the Texas border. Immigration rights groups have labeled it as counterproductive. A new exhibit at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland is showcasing items from the 2021 inductees. One of the items is the red dress Tina Turner wore in the Private Dancer music video. It will open October 24th as part of the Celebration Day festivities. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
For 35 years, Donny Coe Pet Clinic has provided comprehensive care for the animals of people in need. Funded by donations and powered by volunteers, Donny Coe Pet Clinic keeps overhead to a minimum to ensure healing is at a maximum. Please join Team Donny Coe and make a difference in the lives of people and their animals. Volunteer or donate today. Donny Coe Pet Clinic. Log into donnycoe.org. That's D-O-N-E.
Well, let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. We'll see mostly cloudy skies today and rain at times. High temperatures around 56, 57 degrees tonight. Unfortunately, the clouds and rain will hang around. Low temperatures dropping a few degrees down to about 50. For Friday and running up into the weekend, yeah, you guessed it. More clouds and rain expected. High temperatures in the upper 50s to low 60s. Clouds and rain through the overnight. Lows in the low 50s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. It's so great to be having you all here. We have a great show lined up for you today. We're just waiting for Amy Zerner and Monty Farber to join us here today. We're going to be talking about, like, I'm going to see if I can hold this book up, peeing on it, like, right there. Like, did I even do that right? Is that, like, even? There we go.
Looks
there
good to me, Pat.
Okay, Benny, that's
good. Looks good to me.
We're going to talk about it. I got the cards here, and so I'm excited about this today. I got to share a little story. For those of you tuning in, this is the Dr. Pat Show. I am Dr. Pat. I am the host of the show, formerly known as, no, not Prince.
Or a symbol.
Did I just say that?
I can only imagine what symbol you could come up with.
Did I just say that? But, Benny, yours looks so fun. Didn't just say that. I'm sorry. He's, like, looking at me now like, dude, did you? Formerly known as crust busting your way to an awesome life. Crust busting your way to an awesome life. Google that. Google crust busting your way to an awesome life. Just go ahead and try it. So here's what's cool about that brand. I've been talking about a little bit here and there, Benny. That was the original show name in 2003, and I think it stayed, I want to say it didn't change up till 5, right? It pretty much was like 2003 and then maybe 2005 had an epiphany. But if you Google it, you're going to find some of the most interesting things. You're going to find Christina Aguilera in cuss busting. You're going to find Shirley MacLaine in cuss busting. I mean, you're just going to find a lot of stuff about cuss busting. One of the things I'm really struck by is I love that concept. I love it. And I love it so much that even beyond when we changed the show name, I did workshops on it and created just wisdom circles about it. It was just really cool. And I created a model about it. And it was kind of, for me, so perfect for where I was in my life because, you know, if you heard me talk about parts of my life here and a little bit about what it was like, I tried to share some of the lessons. And one of the lessons I've shared recently, and this is kind of a little eerie story. I've been talking about my friend and mentor, Dan Vandermas, and I found out this morning he had passed away. And I just thought to myself, what was it about Dan and Dan's message that was trying to talk to me? And I started to share some stories about second chances and how Dan gave me a second chance when I was like 17. And just a crazy child, worked for Bell Labs, phone company, and I was just like a rebel kid. I just really was. I mean, I don't even know how to explain that, although I'm still a little bit of that now. But Dan taught me the meaning of respect. And recently I've shared the story of that with so many people. But you see, what I love about this and what we're going to talk to Amy and Monty about is there's an energy in all of us and a spirit in all of us. And I've often thought about, you know, is it what we do on this planet, the impact we have on other people's lives, do they last beyond the physical, beyond the body? And I'm really clear about that now. I'm really clear that we are an accumulation of all of our energies. And what I mean by that is all of them. Some people think this life, that life, if you're Mark Anthony, you're thinking the afterlife or the frequency of that. And if you're Amy and you're Monty, you're thinking about the energies and the wisdom that comes forward in that. So today's show is looking at that wild goddess in all of us. That's what we're going to do today. You know, that I like to think of myself like with, you know, like Dan reaming me out. I like to think about that as like a wild goddess child. But we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, I want to hear from Amy and Monty. It's like there's such a thing as a wild goddess child. You know, what if we could just look at our kids and be like, oh, that's like just, she's like a wild goddess child. Let's take a short break, Benny, Olivia. When we come back, all about this. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Feel just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with the Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes but just don't know how? I want to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar, a fabulous book by Carl Greer. This is a memoir. It has questions that help us understand what our story's about, how to change it, and how to live a life that is so aligned with who we are. For more information to purchase the book, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or go to CarlGreer.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrian Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
A killer song, Xtina. That is a killer song. And Benny, thank you for playing that, because Benny remembers, like we were talking before the break, Monty, we were talking about Crust Busting, which was the original name of the show. And I gave out Crust Busting awards for like 2 or 3 years to like people. And one of them was to Christina Aguilera for that, that album, right?
Wow.
Stripped. It was written from her heart, written from her life experiences. And if you now Google Crust Busting and Aguilera, it's like in her bio, in her, right?
That's great.
And what I love about that is I didn't do it for that reason. I was so excited to have found something to take me out of my depression. See, that's right. Like, that's where I was before, like, 2003. I had everything on paper for people that looked at me to say, what is wrong with you? You just finished school. You can get the big job. And I'm like, no. So I was talking about something interesting with my friend Dan Vandermas, who I found out recently passed away. And he taught me an interesting lesson. And I love that we're talking about the wild goddess. I just love this. And I love it because we're looking at that edge, if you could tell us, Monty. Monty Farber's joining me here today. But we're looking at that edge. You know, and I love the edge. I talk about the edge a lot. And the edge that I talk about a lot is the edge between a bold move on my own behalf for whatever that is in my life, whatever I'm in, or no bold move. And that's really interesting. And so thank you for joining me here, and thank you for doing this.
My pleasure.
Can we talk about, like, this is not just, like, the goddess oracle. This is the wild goddess oracle.
This is true. We did the goddess oracle back in 1991, Goddess Guide Me. So we're not goddess come lately. but what you were saying before about depression and about that song, which is gorgeous, and you can tell it's from the heart. You can't blame anybody for being depressed because and about the edge, because the edge is, you know, we're all going to die. So then it's like, either are you going to let that stop you from living, or are you going to just say, or are you going to let that roll over you? We just had an experience like that. That's the reason Amy's not sitting next to me.
Mm-hmm.
Our cat almost passed away and is recovering amazingly. You know, we had 1,000 people praying for him on social media, at least 1,000 people. Mm-hmm. That, prednisone, and a chiropractor and a good vet, and our love, and the wild goddess oracle comes from out of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because what is an oracle? An oracle is something that helps you make a decision. I once asked Amy, what's the common denominator of all human caused suffering? And she said, without hesitating, which is one of the reasons I married her, she said, poor decision making. You know, you get yourself into these places, or else you are the victim of someone else's poor decision-making. So that's why it is a common denominator. And an oracle, we're all oracles, yes, but it's just like saying we're all psychic, but not everybody listens to it. Not everybody is good at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've devoted my life to it, so I'm better at it than most people. And so is Amy. Amy has allowed the goddess to flow through her in her art. Her art is just so staggering.
Yeah.
You know, I'll show you. I can just give you one example of her art that I happen to have here. I mean, this is just one example of her art. She won the National Endowment for the Arts Award. She makes art when she's sad. She makes art when she's not sad. You know, she makes big art, she makes little art. And during the pandemic, when we're all so scared, and it's still going on, and it'll probably astrologically be going on for quite some time, a little bit longer, she started making these paper collages. And the way life would have it, we got a call, you know, here we are, the age of 70, when a lot of people feel forgotten, but our publishers are remembering us because our books sell. So they want books that sell. And they said, do you have anything else? We want something from you. And Amy said, well, as a matter of fact, I do. Mm. And we did the Wild Goddess Oracle, and it started in the spring of 2020. And now it just came out 2 days ago. That was the official publication date. People have gotten them. And it's coming out in French at the same time in France. And, you know, it went from, you know, paper collages glued down to the Wild Goddess Oracle. But the Oracle is a fight against the giving up, against it's to help you walk the edge. I love that you call it the edge.
I do call it the edge. And I love what Amy said. So let me comment on this for a minute, because this is going to really take us off. This is going to be this is our leapfrog here for the moment. I remember having a conversation with somebody a while ago about bad decisions.
Yeah.
And out of my mouth came, the worst bad decision you can make is no decision.
Well, sometimes no decision is the right decision, but you're right.
Right. But what I said was, when you're weighing the balance of what you can do to empower yourself, or leaving it up to somebody else to do.
Oh, yeah.
Then that point of silence. I mean, who said it better than Simon and Garfunkel? Hello?
Sounds of Silence?
Sounds of Silence. I mean, that is like, some people would say Dylan said it better than them, but no, I don't think so.
Well, Hello Darkness, my old friend.
Exactly.
Can easily be seen to be the depression. And, you know, Churchill, who was given to depression, called it the black dog. And you don't want to get into a color being a bad thing. I certainly don't. But it's that, in the sense of darkness, not being able to see, I think. But then you have blind people who are amazingly resilient and the strongest people I know personally.
Yeah.
But once again, we're all just whistling past the graveyard, and an oracle helps you to do that. And that's, you know, what Amy and I do. She makes art like a bee makes honey.
Yeah.
She's sad or happy. She only does self-portraits when she's sad, strangely enough.
I'm the same. I have to send Amy a couple of self-portraits I did when I went through a period and moved to Seattle. I have to send her a couple. I'm going to be interested in sending her a copy of a sketch I did that when I first moved here. I did a couple sketches, and then I stopped all of a sudden, just like nothing. It's like I did them, I stopped, and I showed somebody this sketch the other day, and they say, what does it mean? And I said, I have no idea. I said, I did it, and here it is.
An honest person.
But, you know, what I love about this is when I looked at, and we're going to talk about this, and by the way, for those of you out there, we're going to pull cards for you today from the deck. I have them right here. So I want to just open up the phone lines. And for those of you on Facebook as well, we will be able to pull cards for you. 1-800-930-2819. But I was fascinated for a couple of reasons. First of all, the contrast in the imagery. I love that you use the word wild and you use black as a background.
Yeah.
Now, I dressed in black for pretty much 30 years of my life. Who's wearing black today? Okay, maybe even longer.
Just us.
Yeah. This is so funny. But I wanted to ask you about this because that we're not all intuitive, Monty. I mean, that's not it. But sometimes I just need a little bit of nudging.
Yeah.
And by pulling a card sometimes, you know, it gives me an insight, right? So this morning, shuffle the cards, and I shuffle them pretty good, right? So you pull a card, and then you look at the card. and you ask yourself what it means. So I'm going to tell you, this was the weirdest thing for me. I'll show you the card, right? Okay,
yeah.
Hang on. Can you see the card?
Oh, sure, the visionary.
And I looked at this card, and I thought, oh, my gosh, that looks like Natalie Wood. So YouTube channel, Natalie Wood. So then you get the card. She does. Then you get the card, and you're thinking, okay, what does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean?
That's what the book's for.
So here's the dilemma with pulling a card like this for me. Most of my life, there's been some kind of connotation. This is you. You're over here. You're this. You're on another planet. You're on this.
You're on another planet.
You're on another planet. That was in my corporate performance reviews as an executive.
Nobody really?
Like, yeah. We love Pat. Great performer, but we think she's from another planet.
Wow.
But let's talk about today. For those of you out there, we're going to be pulling these cards for you. And the question really is, what is the question? And I love this when, you know, we do this. What is the question? So the wild goddess oracle can help us know the meaning of the oracle. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about this.
Yeah.
So we're taking your calls. Nancy, we're going to get right to you. Charlene, we're going to get right to you.
You know, the funny thing is, though, Dr. Pat, is that it means what we know as the originators of so many oracles. It means what it means to you.
Exactly. That's my point.
Yeah. Yes, I wrote a whole book about it. And yes, Amy knows, you know, did the art, and she never sketches. She just does the art. She makes the art. Like I said, like a bee makes honey. But it's what it means to you trumps what it says in the book. If you get another hit, if it reminds you of someone, if it reminds you of something you've done, that's what it means. You, the magic's in you, not in the card.
That's it. And that's what we want to really emphasize. And that's why I said to you that when I find something, and usually Amy knows this, every time you guys are on the show and I pull a card, it's never one card. It's like I shoot for one card, but one card doesn't come out. And the cards, in a sense, talk to you. And, you know, I don't think you heard this, Monty, before, but I lost a friend of mine, a mentor of mine, you know, someone that basically saved my career for me when I was 17.
You mean recently?
Yes. And here's the thing. I started to talk about him on air about 4 to 6 weeks ago. I started to tell the story of Dan Vandermosse and what he taught me about respect. And how I started to talk about second chances. And this is the man, this is one of the angels that gave me a second chance at a time in my life when wild child was an understatement. Understatement. Imagine me at 17 in a corporate environment. Hello, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds like a movie.
I took this job. It was either be homeless or take this job.
I've been homeless. I take the job.
Take the job. But what I love about this is there are no mistakes that I started to talk about Dan, and I started to honor Dan. And he actually passed away in September, but I only found out today.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We have to start to talk about the heroes in our lives.
Mm, yeah.
And part of this is looking how you bolt. Help us honor the hero that is within us. Whether it's this deck of cards, Monty, or it's other books you've written. And, you know, the way that you work with people, and if folks have listened to the previous shows, they will know that we're talking about a life journey that both of you hold precious in the work that you do. Whether it's astrology or whether it's, you know, energetic psychic readings, that's what it is. And I want to go ahead and take a short break. When we come back, we're going to go right to the phone, Charlene, Nancy, for those of you out there, 1-800-930-2819. We are taking your calls. You're going to be able to connect with Monty Farber. Amy is not with us at the moment, but it's all about you and your wild goddess sales. Let's take a short break. Benny, Olivia, we'll be right back.
I'm a diamond dog in 7 and 7. not, and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit QuantumTouch.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support. Someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I am so thrilled to introduce all of you to the latest set of tools from both Amy and Monty. And one of the things I want to say about this for a minute, and just for those of you just tuning in, this is another thing that Amy Zerner and Monty Farber are bringing forward: the Wild Goddess Oracle, divination and ritual for living an empowered life. That's it. That's what this is about. And we're going to talk about how do we use these. But in addition to this, we have three copies of these to give away. And Betty, we're going to give away to our first two callers here. We're going to take care of that. So get ready, everybody. And, you know, one of the things that I want to say, too, is we were talking during the break, and, you know, I was telling you that generally what happens is I get a jumper or get something. And later on in the show, I will share what those three jumpers were. But now what I want to do is I want to invite our first caller, Benny. I guess that's Charlene, right?
You got it.
Charlene, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show.
Hello, Pat.
How are you?
Hello, Monty.
Hi, Charlene. Love your name.
How can we help you today?
I have a question for my reading.
Go for
okay.
it.
What aspect of the wild goddess within myself have I detached from?
That is, I have to tell you, that's the best question I've ever heard, because it shows your bravery and it shows your awareness of how you how a person actually grows. That's the way you grow, by asking, what do I need? What don't I have? That's great.
Exactly.
You made my day.
Yeah, boy.
Thank you.
It.
Well, the card I pulled is the truth, which is, I don't want to give away any secrets, but the truth seems to be jumping around today. And because you asked such a true question, I cannot believe that you are detached from the truth. Therefore, I have to say that you might be detached from telling people your truth. That's what I would get as the reader. What do you get, Pat?
I get that, too. Sometimes the hardest thing is to face our own truth. And that has to do with a lot of things. And what was interesting is Monty pulled a card and I pulled a card as well. But facing our own truth, and I have to think about points in time in my life when I haven't been able to do that, and it's usually because of woundedness or a form of woundedness or some version of whatever you want to call it for woundedness. And it was really interesting because the card that popped out for me, for you, was the wounded. And so when I think about that, I think about what is being called to heal. Charlene, does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we all have, sometimes we think we've healed something, and something calls us to look a little deeper and to actually delve into the darkness in order to find the gift in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there it is. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then usually when this happens, Charlene, it's usually a call to action, at least for me.
Okay.
You know, it kind of hits me, you know, first of all, I think about the frequency when we do shows like this. I mean, we're living in a mm-hmm. digital world, and there's a frequency that we just can't get away from. But when you tap into a frequency of a show like this, and with Monty especially, and his psychic abilities, and when you're talking about your question, there's got to be something that is, well, I'm going to use a strong word now, demanding attention.
Yes.
Demanding, not like maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's not difficult to remove.
No. No.
I'm interested to know what thing about the, what do you think about the thing about the truth, the one that I pulled for you?
Yeah.
Charlene?
I do speak my truth.
It sounds like it. That's what I'm trying to figure out. You know, because one of the benefits of using an oracle, any oracle, is the conversation you have with yourself about what you've gotten. You could either agree with what you've gotten, disagree, or just be totally puzzled. And it starts you on exploration. But that's what I got for you.
Everybody's truth is different.
100%, and the I mean, yes, there are facts that we can't argue with, but the Valkyrie that is on the truth card is a warrior. So perhaps that's what it's talking about, being a warrior for truth.
Yes, and the strength that you gain from it. You've always had that strength.
Yeah. Let me just read from the book, if I could, because this is really telling. And this card, by the way, is one of the cards that popped out before for me. And let me just read this, and then you can kind of take it in, and then, Charlene, make sure we have your address. The truth cannot be denied, contained, or hidden away. She has the power to push back the darkness of lies and ignorance to show everything to us as it really is. The truth is not afraid of questions or of those who have opinions she knows are not truth. She lets them speak freely because she knows that one of the main reasons we are alive on Earth is to find the truth in our own way. And then it goes on to say something important. I'm going to read this whole one. The appearance of the truth in your reading is an indication that it is even more important than usual that you tell the truth and be willing to hear the truth too. You must emulate her brave warriorness demeanor and not shrink from others whose truth seems to be different from yours, nor should you try to shut them out or stifle them in some ways. It is true that the truth shall set you free. That is a big question.
That's a boom card.
That's a big one. I don't know about you, but like I'm like, talk to the hand. And this is saying, no, talking to the hand.
But even collectively, the truth card is huge.
No talking to the hand today. It's just not going to happen. Thank you, Charlene. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And enjoy your copy of the Wild Goddess Oracle.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for the gift. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks, Charlene.
One of the first people to have it. It just came out.
It's beautiful. They're great. All right, Benny, let's go to Jersey, shall we?
All right, Nancy, hello.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi there.
How are you today?
Hi, Dr. Pratt. I'm good. Today's actually my birthday, so I'm so excited.
Happy birthday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And make sure Benny has your address. Make sure Benny has your address so he can send this to you.
Okay, before I go, I will. Thank you.
Yeah, don't hang up.
I won't. I heard you talking about depression. I had a history of depression, too, very severe. And this past year, I started tapping. It's changed my life. It's amazing.
Oh, cool.
It's really helped me. So my question is, I live in New Jersey. I was planning on moving to New Mexico. It just, like, inspired me. I kind of wound up in New Jersey when my father got sick. I grew up here, and I kind of came back. But now so many things in New Jersey are opening up, too. I'm meeting so many more beautiful people. My question is, now I'm thinking, could I live both in New Mexico and New Jersey?
That is a great question, boy. You know, I'm kind of having the same deal. That is an interesting question, but not to New Mexico.
It's very interesting that they both have the word new in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got the lover. This was actually almost the cover image for the Wild Goddess Oracle.
Wow.
And the lover... It says on the cards say stuff on the back, so this sets you off so you don't have to look it up every time, but you can certainly look it up. And it says, with love, all things are possible, for love replaces your confusing doubts and weakening fears with faith in yourself and others.
Wow.
So, I mean, of course you can live in both places. I think you should go where you love or where you have a lover.
Right, and I had a reading. A woman said that there's a man waiting for me in New Mexico that I got to get there.
Oh, no wonder you want to go. Okay, well, that makes sense.
No, I was planning on going. Yeah, that was just an additional. Oh, the lover. Interesting. Oh, that's
good, Dr. Pat.
Let me ask you a question. What is it that makes you think you can't live in both places if you choose to?
Good question.
Now, I don't know what part of Jersey you're in, but the part of Jersey that Linda lives in, that I live in, and that I would, if I were going to live in Jersey and Seattle, it would be the part of Jersey I would live in. And it's the central part of Jersey. It's the real country part, right?
Yeah, I'm in Bayonne, right? Yeah, Bayonne.
Exactly.
You know where
Yeah. So you're like closer to New York, right?
Right, a half hour.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So... Do you want? Here's a question. There's always a I want to live in both places, or I should. See, and if this is a should, right?
You know what I'm saying? It's like when I moved from Jersey to Seattle, Pacific Northwest, I mean, I packed up a U-Haul. Like, it was like it was like an alien took over my body again. And it was like, you got to move. And I packed it up and I came here. And honestly, but do you know if it's a should or a could?
Yeah, it's a could, and it's I want to.
Good.
But since I've opened up this year, the past few months especially, I've been meeting neighbors who have needs and stuff. And then I was going to New Mexico, part for myself and then part to serve a need in the community. And now I'm thinking there's a need here. But I would be happier in New Mexico. I would be happier in New Mexico.
You would? Say that again?
I would. I would be happier in New Mexico, but I feel a little guilty leaving when there's so much to do here in Bayonne.
That is my point right there.
Yeah. Yeah. So just go, let it go.
Well, how are you with altitudes? I don't know, because a lot of New Mexico is way up.
I did see that. I don't know how that's going to affect me either, so I'm thinking, should I just go and visit? Because
definitely.
Yeah.
Before you move there, 100%. Because, you know, Albuquerque is what, 8,000 feet? And then, you know, Santa Fe.
I love the high desert.
Is even higher.
I love it. Yeah.
You know, and so that's a lot. That some people do not do well in altitude.
Yeah.
You know, like Denver is high up. There are places where some people just don't go because of the altitude.
Mm-hmm. But it's an interesting trip to take. It's really an interesting trip.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Because it's you're talking about I love the high desert. I just absolutely, every vision quest I do, I got to do it at about 8,000 feet or else I'm not going to.
Wow.
And there's
really?
Something about it for me that I can't explain. People say it's like a past life thing or something. I don't know. But if you've never been there,
well, they call it,
you should
I've
take
been
that
to
trip.
Arizona. I loved Arizona, yeah. They call it the land of enchantment. That's for sure.
It's on their license plate.
Yeah.
Yep.
The land of enchantment. Oh, it's so interesting. I should just go and visit and see how that goes.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
I was thinking between Albuquerque and Santa Fe, yeah. So
yeah,
we'll
those are just like cool places.
They are.
So you're picking two really cool places, right? You're like, like these little mini communities in these places that are cultures all their own. They're just like incredible, right? But I will give you this advice, and don't hang up so we can get your information because we're going to go to break. Here's what I would say to you. I don't regret this. So all y'all listening, like from the Seattle shows, please don't take this wrong. Because this was me moving was meant to happen. It was, I don't care. It was going to happen. But the way the universe, God, whatever you believe in, worked me to be here was it sent me here to visit my friend Pat in a summer that I think, Benny, correct me if I mispronounce this. I came in the summer. And it was an El Nino. What is that, Benny? El Nino?
Yeah.
El Nino.
El Nino, La Nina.
Yeah. Yes. What does that mean? So I come here for 2 weeks. I love it. I don't have a car. I have a bike. I'm biking everywhere. I loved it so much. I was studying for GREs before I got to accepted. And I said, I'm going to stay here longer. I stayed here 6 weeks.
Oh,
and everybody was telling me, no, this is not normal. This sun, this like all this beauty. And I'm like, you've got to be lying to me.
Oh, my God.
You're telling me what? It's going to rain and be cloudy for like 200 days? I don't believe you.
Wow.
So this is the way I think the universe did this for me. I knew I had to move here. And I knew that what happened was they gave me the sunniest summer outside of this one we just had that I've ever seen. And then I moved here. And it was gray 168 days in a row. But
wow, that's a miracle.
My spirit belonged here. And I never looked back.
Yeah.
Take the trip. And if your spirit, you know what I'm saying? If your
spirit
feels it.
To go. Yeah.
You got to tell us how you make that, okay? All right. Now, don't hang up.
We're
going to get some information from you, okay?
All right. Thank you both. Thank you so much.
You,
happy
don't
birthday.
1-800-930-2819. You got a question for us. We'd love to answer it for you. We'll be right back. And it is the Wild Goddess Oracle. And so those of you out there, when we come back, I'm going to tell you how to get your own copy. And we're going to do some more cards. We're going to talk about, like, the jumpers. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Believe me now, if I told you I got caught up in a wave, almost gave it away. But you hear me out, if I told you I was terrified to stay, thought I was gonna break.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, me, Yvonne, in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings. Been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, me, Yvonne, in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Every day living in peace. Every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Yes, what? You don't need to wait until the new year to set new goals for yourself. Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe, the host of Awareness to Action, and I'm taking this concept to a whole new level. I've developed a program to take your awareness to action in 90 days. Let me introduce you to your day one. Day one can start any day you choose. So why not now? We will use powerful brainstorming, mastermind, visioning, and goal-setting techniques to open your awareness of what you really want in your life and take action with intention to get there. Choose to work with me one-on-one or in a small group. Let's connect, lift each other up, and hold each other accountable. I'm offering a free consult to design your program. Visit my site, peacefullyhealing.com, to connect with me, and let's find out when your day one will begin.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion, with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
everybody. Welcome back. Great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. And we're going to tell you in a minute how to find out more about this, how to get your deck, how to get the book, The Wild Auras of Cards. A question came in about the show later tonight, and the answer is yes. The Psychic and the Doc is going to be on at, for those of you out there, it's on Transformation Talk Radio, and it's on at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And you could listen to that on Transformation Talk Radio, but also go to Facebook, Transformation Talk Radio, and you'll be able to watch Mark and I there do that show later today. For now, though, this is about Wild Goddess Oracle. And we're going to talk about what happens when three cards jump out in a minute. But Monty, before we do, can you tell people how they can find out more about you, how they can find out about the show you do? Just give people some info.
Sure. Monty Farber, Monty with an E. You can go to MontyFarber.com. Also, that's my email address, Monty at MontyFarber.com. Or if you want to find out about Amy and the art, Amy at AmyZerner.com is the email. AmyZerner.com is the website. And all of our books and all of our stuff is under TheEnchantedWorld.com. TheEnchantedWorld.com. We do a show called Ask the Oracles on Zoom every Monday at 12:30 Eastern time. And you can ask questions of me, Amy, a guest oracle, and Jeff Pulver, who's a tech oracle. We're doing a lot of exciting things, but I love this show. You ask the best questions. You have a lot of interesting guests. I still am getting over the first question about, asking what is it that I'm disconnected with? Oh, my God, what a great question that was.
I love that. And, you know, I'm applying that question now to the cards that popped out with me because it is a wonderful question.
It is.
You know, the thing I find about the book and the cards, as always, you know, this is less about a card and more about a journey that we are getting invited to take.
Yes, 100%.
You know, and it's not just about the cards or the imagery, but if you're a visual like me, the images are right there. But the words and the way you described the Wild Goddess and the messages, those are so pertinent for the time we live in that I'm just blown away by, you know, your insight in putting this together for this, because this is so important.
Well, thank you so much. And for those people who wonder about a man doing the book, I've always been a feminist ever since I've been six years old. I realized, you know, I had a mother, I had a sister, I had an aunt very close to me, and what a raw deal they were getting. And, you know, I'd hear men talking. My father was a police sergeant in New York City, and I'd hear them talking. I was like, what's wrong with these guys? You know, it's insulting. So I've always been a feminist. Actually, one time when I was 6 years old, I ran out ahead of my father. We were just walking, and I saw a guy actually hitting his wife, girlfriend, 1956. And I told him, I ran right up to him and told him to stop, and the guy was going to hit me. And by that time, my father had caught up to me and slammed the guy into the wall and arrested him.
Wow.
You know, gun out, badge out, because he saw someone was going to hit his only son. So I've always realized women were getting a raw deal. I'm very comfortable with my female side. I don't think there's anything weird about it. And the Wild Goddess to me is my attempt to help write the raw deal that women have gotten and to be a champion for women. That's how I felt about writing it, because these are universal messages, no matter how you sexually identify. These are universal messages. We're all in this together. We're all trying to live until we die. And that's what the Wild Goddess is all about. I love what you said about walking the edge. This is the edge walking.
It is the edge walking, and, you know, it's the way that I like to look at my life in a lot of ways. And as I look at my life and looking back and look at my life and moving forward, but I love what I discover about this. And you talk about this. There are a couple of the cards in the book that you talk about this. You know, if you are on the edge or on the verge or whatever the language is, there's also being divinely guided. You see, you know, the edge to me was something that, if I was going to step off, I would always get a message about that step. Didn't always listen. There's a difference between getting a message and listening to the message. There's a really fundamental difference.
Yes.
But once I caught on, like, oh, okay, once I realized that there is this ongoing divine guidance. But putting it in wild goddess archetype is brilliant for where we are today.
Well, thank you so much.
It's a brilliant energy.
Thank you. Because we all want to have that conversation with ourselves, because that information is flowing to us all the time. But when you're busy, when you're distracted, when you got your kids talking to you, when you got your boss talking to you, when you're doing your job, it's hard to connect with your higher self, for want of a better term, your intuition, which is talking to you all the time in the language that it, the only language it knows and can speak, symbols. So when you take the time to use an oracle, and you can, and we made the wild goddess so that you can do it at work if you're quick, and you can close the door for a second, unless you want to get your work review, which is you're on another planet, which I love.
Oh, I love that too. Yeah.
Meanwhile,
it used to be an insult. But, you know,
and
now
but you're doing
like,
yeah, you're doing a great
true.
Job.
I want to talk about there is in the deck, and we only have a few minutes, but not only do you take us through this, but you also give us spreads. You
yeah.
give us the three mind-body, you give us the law of attraction spread. And what I want to say to people is this is what you talked about earlier is, if three cards come out, there's usually like the web, where the weaver and the web are one. There's usually a thread that is tying those together. And that is a beautiful way to look at these as well.
Yeah, so the spreads are for once you get comfortable doing the one card readings, because the one card readings are actually enough. But we wanted to put something in there to take you on a journey, you know, if you want past, present, future, and, you know, different kinds of spreads or to answer different kinds of questions. But I do recommend that people get familiar with all the different wild goddesses that are in the deck and are within you, because all these goddesses, all these wild goddesses are within us. And today there are so many things that try and prevent us from getting in touch with the wild that is in us. You know, we eat packaged food, we don't get out into nature, you know, all this stuff, street lights. But I fundamentally believe in the goodness of people and the goodness of reality and the goodness of the universe and the goddess and God and all the good things in life. Maybe I'm wrong. I'll find out one day. But I think that using the Wild Goddess Oracle is going to help a lot of people get in touch with how they feel about stuff.
I love it. Thank you so much for joining me here today. And also, please say hi to Amy.
I sure will. She's with our cat.
And I want to just say to everybody, what is the best place for them to get the book and the cards?
Well, the best place is I would love it if they got it from their local store, you know, because small stores need your business. And get it from your local store. Just ask them to order the Wild Goddess Oracle. It's from Fairwinds Press, which is a division of Quarto, which is a big international company. Or you can get it from wherever you like to get your books from, or if you want, you can get us from info at the Enchanted World, where we also have our own crypto coin on rally.io. It's called Zane, named after our cat. That's our cat right there, Zane, who just gave us a health scare like we've never had, and that's why Amy's not with me today. She's attending to him, but he's doing great. So he apparently has 11 lives, unlike other cats, and he's 20 and a half.
Wow.
I know,
that's
right?
Funny.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
yeah,
miracles
like,
happen.
Wow.
the message to us this week is miracles happen, and we had 1,000 people praying for him on mm-hmm. social media, and it seems to have worked because miracles happen.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the sound. Well, over on I-5 southbound near the on-ramp from Mercer Street around Miles 166, a recent disabled vehicle partially blocking that ramp. Good thing no incident response team has arrived on the scene, and they are taking care of that situation. Still on, looks like I-5 northbound just around South Albrook Place. There was an earlier accident blocking HOV lane. It's still there, but DOT crews, tow, and State Patrol have arrived on the scene, and they are still getting that cleaned up. Stay tuned for another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network coming up next after the news and weather. And it's the Live the Good Life radio show with Sabrina Wright, connecting your physical and spiritual self.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. President Biden is citing ongoing progress in the fight against COVID.
Daily cases are down 47%. Hospitalizations are down 38% over the past 6 weeks.
Speaking at the White House, Biden said the rates of new daily cases and hospitalizations are down significantly. He argued there's much more work to do and said there are still far too many Americans who have not been vaccinated. New York City is marking big progress with coronavirus over recent months. Mayor Bill de Blasio says there's now 6 million New Yorkers that have gotten at least one vaccine dose.
We're seeing more and more vaccination and that really powerful movement downward with hospitalizations. That means fewer and fewer New Yorkers who are feeling the worst effects of the disease ending up in the hospital.
About 85% of adults in the city are vaccinated. The mayor and the city's top health officials say vaccinations is one of the main reasons for a continuous drop in coronavirus hospitalizations. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been up more than 500 points today after a hot start to earnings season. Stocks are still in the green after seeing better than expected third quarter earnings reports from Bank of America and Citigroup. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 are also rallying as they're up more than 1%. Some lawmakers are looking to rein in big tech companies. A bipartisan bill is being introduced in the Senate that aims to prevent large tech companies from using their power to limit the growth of smaller rivals. The bill is aimed at Facebook, Google, Apple, and Amazon. The key sponsors are Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar and Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley. There's a frantic search in Texas for two people who were swept away in floodwaters this morning north of San Antonio. Sheriff Javier Salazar says they were in two different cars that drove into high water.
We're dealing with just a straight-up recovery effort. It would be nothing short of a miracle if we were able to find anybody alive at this point.
One of the missing is a 5-year-old girl. The other is an adult woman. Rescue crews were able to save several other passengers who were clinging to trees. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Now you can get generic Viagra shipped to your door for about $2 a pill. Get the same impact for less. Call Steel Man Pills now and get the same blue pill for about $2 a pill. Call now for the 50-pill special and save even more. Plus, get a free bonus.
800-844-8532. 800-844-8532. That's 800-844-8532.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to uncover, develop, and celebrate the greatest you you can be. Welcome to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Sabrina is a holistic health and wellness advocate, consultant, encourager, and therapist, here to help you dive into self-care so you can be your own greatest advocate. Could you use a little direction? Sabrina takes a holistic, multifaceted approach. No part of your well-being is left behind. We all want to feel healthy, happy, and whole. So let's get to it. The Live the Good Life Show starts now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Live the Good Life Show. I'm your host, Sabrina Wright, and today I'm super excited to introduce you to my guest, Lisa Hatch. She has become a very dear friend of mine, one of my favorite people, and our conversations are lively, are stimulating, and I wanted her to come on and let's liven you up and stimulate your thought processes and talk about health and the three R's of health. But let me tell you a little bit about Lisa. She's a plant-based living advocate. She's a holistic health coach. She's an environmental steward and a blue zone seeker. Lisa's always enjoyed helping people and empowering them to continually better themselves and their lives and the lives of those around them. Being a plant-based living advocate, holistic health coach, and environmentalist, as well as a blue zone seeker, she's partnered with a company, and that's where I met her, that is unequivocally committed to conscious, eco-friendly, organic, sustainable, and cruelty-free practices, along with their whole food, plant-based, non-toxic, natural products backed by science and lab-tested, and this allows her to positively impact countless lives. Being a part of this good for humans, good for animals, and good for the planet movement fills Lisa with pride and gratitude every single day. She is honored to guide, inspire, and she's done both for me, and support people to live longer, healthier lives and a healthier life that enables them to optimize their health, strengthen their wealth, be it physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, and spiritually, and create meaningful connections, all the while providing mentorship and leadership opportunities. Ultimately, she's giving back not only to her community and to her family, but to the world. And that's what fires her up and makes a difference in her life and in the lives of people that she interacts with, coaches, and does life with. So she believes that because together we are infinitely stronger, it is my honor, it is my sheer delight to welcome Lisa Hatch to the show. Hey, Lisa.
Hello, and thank you for the invitation. I loved you, and I love our conversations, and I love that together we are impacting people's lives.
Absolutely, and really, that's what it's all about. Absolutely. So we've been talking a lot lately. Well, okay, so... Many people probably don't know you and haven't seen the show that we had done last year. And so they don't know your journey to where you are today and what led you to really caring about the environment, helping people to live a more vibrant, whole life. And I love the fact that it's about seeking togetherness, health together, optimizing together. I love the fact that it's collaborative. So if you would, I just was reminded, before we get into the conversation, I'm so sorry, I'm just checking off my list here. Today's show, we're giving away $50 gift cards to any listener that's interested in the sustainable plant-based products that we are going to talk about, but where Lisa and I met in that company, Touchstone Essentials, we're giving away $50 gift cards. It's part of our giving back to you in hopes that you're going to take away from this episode simple health solutions and challenge and changes, the three R's, the changes that are going to be able to catapult you in strengthening and optimizing your life. Where did your journey first start in changing your health?
You know, I think I've always been conscious of my health. I, as a little girl, I was very active, and I played competitive tennis. And I loved when I had the energy to play it in 120 degrees in Arizona and play in tournament. So I knew, like, I learned early on hydration was important. Even though I was drinking the water out of the aluminum tennis ball cans, we didn't know then,
right?
In the can, but the hydration portion, because it, you know, out on the court, it was even hotter than people sitting and watching. So I've always been like that. And then I've always been very compassionate. You know, I'm the one that saves the bugs and puts them outside and gets the lizard, puts them out. Like, I'm always saving things. And so I've always been wanting to live cruelty-free. And as soon as I made the connection between what I was eating and how it got to my plate or into my glass, I very easily went completely plant-based. And in doing so, I did it initially for the cruelty-free part of it. But then once I, as time went on, we've learned so much about food and dairy and meat and inflammatory foods and all of these things about living dairy-free and living meat. Then there was a health component to it. So it was the cruelty and the health component. Then I had no idea the amount of how drastically animal agriculture was impacting our environment. So then it was like the third thing that made me just be not only wanting to live my life whole food plant-based, but also to be a resource for other people, because I've tried lots of different foods. I've tried lots of different things. I want to be able to share articles and to be that, like I said, a resource for people. So that's how my journey began. It was over time, but it's always been initially from a compassionate standpoint. And then when you know more, you do more. No, when you know better, you do better. So the more I learned, the more I wanted to do better, not just for my own health, but for other people's health, the health of the animals and the health of the planet, quite frankly.
Right. And I have to thank you, because you have been a catalyst for pushing my education as well. And it's so enlightening to be able to have very thought-filled and dynamic conversations to actually work out the understanding of the thought process and changes that are made, and how we really can take control and harness the health that we have, and we can change it. I think that's what gets overwhelming for a lot of people. And I know in my journey, back when I had breast cancer issue in 2007 and then had a gallbladder issue in 2010 and was looking at surgeries and taking stuff out, it frightened me that I would be losing something and there was nothing to replace it. So it's like, okay, so if this is gone, then how am I going to be operating? And so really, there's so much information out there in health, and health is more, and we've talked about this quite a bit, health is more than food and exercise.
Yes.
So much more.
Those two are incredibly important, but there's so many other parts of overall health and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just two of the components of it, right?
True. And I think that our world has glamorized it over the years. And in that glamored picture that it has presented, it doesn't lend itself to common man. It doesn't lend itself to Jill or Joe having a vibrant life. They've either got to over the top, be a beast, become a beast, or they've got to, on the other spectrum, they've got to minimize food, and everything just seems from a place of lack, if you will. I can't do this, and I can't do that, and I can't do this, and it's like, where's the vibrancy of life and living?
Well, and if you look at what can you, like, flip it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Frame that. What am I able to do? What am I fortunate enough to be able to eat? What am I lucky enough to be able to go do outside, or whatever it is? So you just have to reframe it. And you just do a little bit at a time.
Right. And our show today is about encouraging people to really change that lens, even if it's just a little, and not only seeing, but thinking a little differently. And we've proven it in our relationship. We've experienced it in other relationships, and that is, you can't do it well alone. And you don't have to. That's the beauty. You don't have to. Well, and connection and relationships are another part. So there's nutrition and there's hydration and there's movement and there's these different, but your social interactions and relationships and your connections with others is vitally important.
Mm-hmm.
So if people think about how simple, like really simplify it. I think so often, like what you were saying earlier, it gets so complicated and it's, oh, you have to do this and you have to do this and you can't do this and you can't do this. And it's, there's so much information, it's overwhelming. But if you keep it really simple, that's why I think you and I were talking, like the three R's used back in the day were reading, writing, arithmetic. Now, as a former elementary school teacher, I always thought, ooh, that's not, you're not spelling those right. But anyway, it's phonetic, I suppose. It sounds right. So, and then there's reduce, reuse, recycle. Like people have really jumped on this three R's. But the three R's that you and I spend so much of our time with for ourselves, our families, our communities, the people we're working with,
mm-hmm.
is remove, replenish, and restore. And, or rebalance, restore, rebalance. So if you think about it, simple, three R's, remove. You remove things that are not serving you well, serving your body well.
Mm-hmm. Serving your mind well. Serving your emotions well. Exactly.
It can be very, I mean, and it's a process. You don't just remove them all and then they're gone for good. This is just a continuous thing that we do, right? We don't mm-hmm. arrive at good health. You and I were talking about this yesterday. You don't just, it's not a destination. It's an ongoing process mm-hmm. to just continue to better and improve and energize and get your tanks filled every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you remove things that don't, whether it's environmental toxins, whether it is toxic people in your life, whether it is, so you take out things so that there's room for replenishing them with goodness, with good whole food, organic nutrition, with good to the core quality people that absolutely fuel your soul, with good things around you, nature.
Mm-hmm.
There's things in your home that bring you joy. So you replenish yourself and then you restore by doing things that keep you balanced, whether that's a yoga class, a meditation class, a walk, taking CBD oil, whatever is going to bring you into that homeostasis, into that balance, that restorative, rebalanced, it's really that simple. It does not have to be complicated. And you just do a little bit all the time. You don't have to do, you can do lots of things at once, or you can do a few things, or lots of things in a day, or a few things in a day. It does not need to be overwhelming. And it needs to be fun. There needs to be an element of fun and enjoyment and satisfaction.
That's terrific. And I really appreciate the simplicity of the way that you just gave us an overview of that. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about where do you start? Where's the first place to start? And in addition to where's the first place to start, this is an opportunity for you to call in and ask Lisa or myself questions. The phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Lisa and I are here to take your calls. Also, too, if you want to call in and leave your name, phone number, and email address, so that you are eligible for a $50 gift card. All right, when we come back, where do we start with these three R's of health?
So how do you value your self-worth? Join Dr. Pat and Sabrina Wright as they introduce Sabrina's holistic approach to self-care and inner peace. Get empowered to make decisions for yourself. Change your view of your own value and learn the tools for investing in who you're designed to be. Live the good life every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on The Dr. Pat Show featuring Sabrina Wright. To learn more, visit sabrinaiswright.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Live the Good Life Show. I'm your host, Sabrina Wright, and today we've got Lisa Hatch in the house. I'm so excited. It just makes me happy all the time. And today we're talking the three R's of health: remove, replenish, and restore. Lisa, where does one begin? Because when you think about it, it's a complex concept that I could take ownership of my health and my life and transform it. Where would I start?
I think maybe because of my teaching background, I think if you were to make a chart, like make a circle, and a pizza, if you will, and you made all, like, say, 11, 12 different pieces of pizza, and each piece of pizza you put in, say, these things that we were talking about, hydration, nutrition, motion, detoxification, connection, compassion, relaxation, appreciation, vision, transformation, and inspiration. And you filled in, so if you had your pizza, is it a full piece of pizza? Or is it just a little tiny, is it just the crust? How are you doing? It's a personal thing. How are you doing on your hydration? How are you doing on your staying connected to others? Mm-hmm. How are you doing on your transformation, which is like your personal growth and development? Are you spending time working on yourself, right? So you can be the best version of yourself. Mm-hmm. So that you can help others be the best version of, and show up as the best version of yourself self to others, right? And help them be the best version of themselves. So how are you doing? You can do a bar graph. You can do, list them and rank how you're doing on a scale of 1 to 10. You want to keep them balanced. So if you're really, I would start with the one that you are, have just a little tiny crust, or maybe you're a 1 or 2 out of 10.
Okay.
And even then you start, if it's hydration, if you sit and you go hours and hours without taking a sip of water, and then you just chug it, right? And then it just whooshes through you, you're not giving your body a chance to hydrate your cells, right, at the cellular level. So then you just say, okay, I'm going to set a timer on my phone or I'm on my Apple Watch or whatever it is. That, so you sip it all day. So you start small, start with just a couple things. Don't give yourself a list of to-dos that is so long that you can't even begin to start checking them off. So start small, but really look at all aspects, you know, your social, emotional, physical, financial, however you want to divide your pie, but look at where you are not thriving as much as you'd like to be thriving. And you choose to start small and you choose to make some changes, but you have to choose first. You have to decide, this is, I want to choose this. I want to, I choose. I choose to be well. I choose to not hurt when I move my body, when I, next time I play volleyball. I choose whatever it is. So you start small. So look at all aspects of your life, whether you divide it like the list I read, or spiritual, emotional, physical, mental, financial, however you want to divide your, and everybody's different. Everybody's going to relate to something differently. And that's where talking about it with somebody else really becomes more powerful.
Exactly. And you find that when you start sharing, or I have, when you start sharing those challenges, those directions that you're going, the intentions that you're making some changes, it's remarkable how that attracts to you others who then are doing the same thing, doing something similar, and then you start building a community, and in that collective, then it just starts to, like yeast, it just starts to rise. It gets bigger, it gets bolder, it gets more vibrant. There's a sense of joy and energy and fun, right? It seems like, I don't know about you, but once I turned 60, it was like, okay, I get this. I've been working my tail off doing this. I've been creating that. I've been doing this. I've done that. I have this business, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, well, wait a minute. Now I'm looking at everything else, and it's like, where's the fun in it? And when I'm asked to do things, I look at it first from the fun factor before I say yes. And then it's like, okay, I can do this. I want to do this. So I appreciate the perspective of taking a look at your life and your health and your well-being and taking that self-assessment. And I work with my clients that way. They come in for something specific, and we eat, first and foremost, we take that lifestyle assessment. Uh-huh. And you find out where they are most unhappy, in a place of the greatest discomfort, possibly dealing with some dysfunctions systemically, or mentally just exhausted because they're challenged with a disease. And so quickly, the connections start to show up, and the place to begin is at the root cause of what the overall health, right, that overall health is showing. I was introduced a little more in depth this last year. I want to say, was it March or April, with the Blue Zone book. I'd heard about it. I knew a little bit about it, and we had a conversation, and I went out and I bought the book and started following Dan Buettner on Instagram, and, you know, where his travels were taking him all over the world, and how he talked about the different communities. And then it was like, okay, well, I'd like to think of myself as a foodie, but what I like to do is I like to experiment and I like to try things. So I bought their cookbook. And just trying a couple of recipes from each, what is it? Is it five zones?
Uh-huh.
Five zones, each of the zones. I st- started to see my perspective in other areas of my life begin to shift without me focusing on it.
Sabrina, share with your listeners what makes the blues, because not everybody knows. Like, I think everybody knows about blue zones, but not everybody knows what constitutes a blue zone.
Why did I think you were going to ask me that? The part that I really get excited about is that he breaks it down really quite simply, just like you did the pizza pie, right? So the blue zones are in a region in Sardinia, a mountainous highland, and it has the world's highest concentration of male centurions. There's a place in Greece, an island in Greece.
Korea. Uh-huh.
Costa Rica. Now, I've heard of a number of people who are moving to Costa Rica lately. There is a place.
Okinawa.
Okinawa, Japan. And then there's a place in California called Loma Linda, and these people live 10 years longer than any other North American counterpart, which is fascinating. And the components of a blue zone, I think there's like seven, nine.
There's
areas.
Eight. Four of them have eight, and then four of them have nine, and then the Seventh-day Adventists don't have the ninth one because they don't drink alcohol.
And what it is, it's lifestyle habits. And these habits are of the world's healthiest, longest living people. And what I appreciate is the simplicity of this. So it's moved naturally. That does not mean that you're out pumping iron every single day or you're training for a marathon. What it means is that you're in a state of movement constantly. So that means you're gardening or you're cleaning the house, or let's say you go and you meet your network, your social network, and you walk to that meeting. It's all kinds of additional movement outside of exercise. Another component is your purpose. Do you know why you get up every single morning? What gets you out of bed? Another one is, he calls it downshifting, and it is taking stress out of your life. And we all have learned over the past, 20 months, that stress leads to chronic inflammation, and that is what is associated with every major age-related disease. So manage your stress. And there are, so get this, the Sardinians do a happy hour. There are some people who take a nap every single day. There's an 80% rule, and that has to do with stop eating when you're satiated, which is typically 80% full. You're not hungry, you're satisfied. You're not overeating, you're satisfied. Then there's a plant slant, which means beans, legumes, more plants, the better. Oh, here's the one you were talking about. Wine after five, at five. And it is just drink 1 to 2 glasses a day of wine with friends, over food. And it's not all in one day. It's throughout the week. It's throughout the week. And then it's community. I think I am appreciating that the most these past couple of years, is how new communities are starting up, how communities are becoming more vibrant. And it now is where, instead of being a community of people at the gym, neighborhoods are starting to flourish. people are living on their front porches and in their front yards now more than in the backyard. Loved ones, it's family, friends, it's all of that. And then make sure that you've got a tribe. Find your tribe. What brings happiness, social interactions, similar health behaviors, similar beliefs. Find your social network. And then, what's the best adjective? Revel in all of those things. Oh, that's another R. Okay, that would be a replenishing and restoring and reveling in all of that. The book is really good. I enjoyed it. The cookbook I play with. It's fun.
Yes.
But yeah, so we make one small decision to do different and to do better. And then what?
Then you add more. You know, you go to the next thing that you want to work on or the next area that you feel you're not as fulfilled in or it's not bringing you as much joy. If you're struggling with moving your body,
mm-hmm.
don't say, I'm going to go run. I'm going to go, if you don't like to run, like hula hoop. If you like to hula hoop, hula hoop. If you like to play golf, play golf. If you like to swim, go swim. If you want to swim in the open ocean, mm-hmm. open water swim in a pool. We're all different. Find what works best for you. That's the biggest thing. You can't pay attention to what everybody else is doing because we all have different likes and dislikes.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
So I think you figure out which areas you want to work on, where you're choosing to really focus, and then you start mm-hmm. expanding. So you start filling up those pieces of the pie or the pizza pan, mm-hmm. right? So that they're all about the same and they're all balanced so that you feel very balanced emotionally, financially, physically, mentally.
Okay, that's great.
And that replenishes, that's like, we need to nourish our bodies. So if you think of the remove as like what you were saying earlier, you take things away that are not serving you, which is what I said, and then you leave some of the food on your plate. So you pay attention. You got to pay attention to your body. You really have to know your body. But when you're removing things, it's not lack. It's because then you'll have more room for others to invite in, right? More space in your head, more places on your calendar to do things with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not dealing with toxic people or negative people or grumpy people, you have more room to fill it with positive, enriching, and people that make you feel good.
Great.
Replenish, you have to nourish your body, but it's not just nourishing from food. You want to nourish your body, your whole body. So you want to nourish it with positive thoughts. You are a big journaler. That is something that people can do. And all these things, sipping more water, journaling, free, taking a walk outside, free. You do not have to spend a lot of money to improve your health. You do not need to go buy all the crazy equipment and join a very expensive gym and buy all the fanciest of fancy French food. Like it doesn't have to be expensive.
No.
But you just have to start. You just have to start. And you just slowly keep adding as much as you can do. Like just do what you can do. Some people can make lots of changes in a day, in a week, in a month. Other people need to take it more slowly. It's your journey. You take your time to do it. So once you figured out the areas where you would like to improve or you're not being as fulfilled or enjoying as much, then you figure out things that you're going to do in those areas, and then you start building and building and building. It's like you're growing your community. You know, it just keeps growing and growing and growing. And before you know it, you feel energized. You wake up in the morning and you're not tired and you are ready to greet the day. It's transformative. It is absolutely transformative. Because when you do those first two things, and then you do things to make sure that you are balanced, not just balanced in your social, emotional, hydration, detoxification, connection, whatever you've done for your pie or your graph, you also want to make sure that your body is very balanced, that you are balanced mentally and physically, spiritually, like all of it. And that's that restorative, like you...
And that's, Lisa, that's a great place to take a break, because when we come back, then we'll talk a little bit more about that restorative. So call in with your questions, 1-800, not, why do I forget this, 930-2819, and also leave a name, phone number, and email address so that we can give away some $50 gift cards. And when we come back, how to replenish, how to restore, and how to balance our health. And we'll be right back.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back, everyone, to Live the Good Life Show. Today, my guest is Lisa Hatch. And we're talking about the three R's of health: remove, replenish, and restore, and how it is so much more than just food and exercise. It's really a lifestyle. And Lisa, there was a question that we got over the break about the overwhelm and the fact that with everything that's going on in life and our desires to move ourselves forward in a healthy way, taking that self-assessment, there are 8 or 9 things that we're looking at. And it's quite easy to fall into analysis paralysis. And the that horrible place of comparing myself to someone like you or someone like, Dan Buettner or anybody else. Anybody else, it's that comparison piece. How do we go about navigating through that, especially when we have no idea what to expect as we start to make these changes?
Well, first of all, I think it the buddy system, it always helps to have somebody else doing it with you, mm-hmm. Or an accountability partner, or somebody that is there to encourage you and cheer you on and you to reciprocate, right? So if you really have to know yourself, if you do tend to get overwhelmed and compare and do all those things that you just described, then even if you do one thing differently, you just say, I am going to be, for the next 2 weeks, I'm going to make a concerted effort to hydrate my body. And I'm going to sip water all day long. And I'm going to set a time. And then pretty soon you won't have to use the timer. So I think if you just you make a list is what you do. You write it down. Write it on Post-its. Put reminders around. Put a reminder on your phone. Do whatever you need to do to make sure that you – and it could just be – you're just focusing on one thing. Like I said earlier, some people can do multiple things at a time. Some people want to do two. Some people just want to do one. Whatever it is that works best for you, not what your friend's doing. You and your friend or your accountability partner or your health coach or whoever your therapist, whoever you're working with, they're going to do something differently, right? So you have to make sure you're doing what's going to work for you. So you just do one thing at a time. I mean, when I got my health coaching certification, they said if there's one thing you can do for your client is to help them lower their stress. If you do that, you have absolutely changed their life for the good, for the better, by far, no question.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I think if you look at your life, all aspects of your life, whether you do the spiritual, emotional, physical, or you do the hydration, nutrition, that connection, and however you want to look at it, whatever works for you to look at. How, if it's something, but it's got to be a whole, and there's all those different parts. It could be cogs in a wheel. It could be whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've determined that and where you want to improve, where you're choosing to improve, then you start, make a list of the things you want to work on. You don't just do them all at one time. Do something for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month. Whatever it takes for it to become just very much a part of your daily habit and routine.
Mm-hmm.
And then add something else. Do what you can tolerate. Not what your friends are doing, not somebody else in your family, living in the same household as you. This is your own personal journey. And when you do these kinds of things, you are going to become more in touch with yourself.
Oh, exactly. And what I like to do is offer a 20-minute call and let's talk about where to begin. Let's take that self-health assessment together and let's talk about a game plan. And you're right, it's not about taking the bull by the horn and taking a huge bite out of it. Because more times than not, you are going to hit that overload. You're gonna start to be critical and analyze everything, and then what happens is you freeze.
And then it's not lasting. And then you, that didn't work. And then you give up. And that's natural. I mean, that's just what we do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, our bodies were made to protect us and keep us safe. And when we're anxious and overwhelmed, that's part of the process, is we have a tendency to shut down. And then we just kind of regroup, take a breather, and then, and that's why coaches, that's why what I do, what you do, that's why it's so important, because we just help you manage that walk one step at a time. And it really is, as you had said, a health journey, which is over a lifetime. Think about what you've done and where you've come from to be here today. And then imagine where you want to be in the future, and then partner with us.
Yes.
We have tools and resources and solutions that are going to help you walk this journey with more ease, greater balance, much more clarity, and really connected to yourself, really connected to yourself. And I think that since last year, we've been given this reboot or this unplug. I've said that the whole time. It's been an unplug. We had been on that hamster wheel, if you will. We'd been on that treadmill at 5 bazillion miles an hour, and we were neglecting ourselves, we were neglecting our families, we were neglecting all kinds of things. So if you want to grasp the concept of lack, grasp it that way. So now take a look at the vibrancy and the fullness of how you can create that new life, create that better life. And you know what? Lock arms with us.
Well, and when you're saying create that better life where you feel better, you move better, you're more content, you're more fulfilled, you are more energized, you are more really true to who you are.
Exactly.
And instead of saying, okay, I want this, I want to work out. Okay, so I want to work out more. I want to see my friends more. Change. There's something that Sabrina and I have had the pleasure of listening to a gentleman speak, I don't know, half a dozen times.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I hear him speak, and I know you agree, Sabrina, it is so powerful and impactful. And one of the first things he will say is, I invite you to replace the word want with choose. I choose to move my body more. I choose to gather with my friends more. I choose to nourish my body in a healthier way. So when you say choose, it's the whole subconscious brain. It is. And I think you're going to have him on one of your shows. So it will be, talk about transformative. But when you're doing your list and when you're figuring out what you really are choosing to focus on, choose. Make a list. I choose and make a list of all the things you're choosing. Put it somewhere where you can see it every single day, like a vision board.
Exactly. And those choices are not only activities, but their thoughts, their emotions, their lifestyle. So a couple of things that are on mine are that I choose love and forgiveness. I choose peace and joy. I choose to extend grace and mercy. And in doing all of that, you receive it back.
And you can add to it. Add to it. It's like what you're doing with your list of where you're choosing to be more balanced in your life.
Uh-huh.
You're going to keep thinking, I would really love to not hurt when I paddleboard. So what are the things you... So that's another thing he says. Have outcomes instead of goals. Because outcomes, what are you going to do to achieve that outcome? We can have goals all day long, right? Where's the action?
Well, yeah, what's the roadmap to those?
What are the steps
to attain that?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So talk about simplicity. Talk about simplicity. Exchange the word choose for want, right? So you use So remove want from your book. Just take it. Just don't have want in your vocabulary, and instead use the word choose, and have outcomes instead of goals. Mm-hmm. And then when you have outcomes, what are the steps? Just like when you say, I choose to improve my life financially. And what are those choices? What are you going to do? What are the action steps? Same thing here. What are the action steps you're going to take to achieve those outcomes?
Perfect.
And then last thing he says is, instead of saying, I don't know, like I'm sure you get that when you're talking with people,
mm-hmm.
and that you ask them a question, where do you think that you are experiencing dissatisfaction in your life, or you're not as joyous as you? I don't know. So he will say, instead of saying, I don't know, I choose to know.
Yes. Yep. Perfect.
It's kind of magical when you do those.
It really is. And those simple changes start to reframe your mindset.
Yes.
Another thing is going to be managing your stress, making sure that you're getting really good sleep. And Lisa, I just want to thank you so much. We could be going on and on and on for this, but we've got to wrap up. I'm going to have you back. Definitely going to have you back.
And well, I want your listeners to call you for that 20-minute quick. It's like a clarity call is what
it
I like.
Is.
It's a clarity call.
Yep, absolutely. And my phone number is 360-624-1585, or you can reach out on my website, therightbalance.com. Lisa, I want to thank you so much for your time, your wisdom, and your insight, and you just bless me every time we get together.
Oh, thank you. I feel the same
about
you.
Thank you, everyone. And you're listening to Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright, and today with Lisa Hatch. Thanks, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Thanks again.
Thank you for listening to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright. Tune in on the second Thursday of next month at 11 a.m. Pacific for more tips, tricks, and insights to help you invest in your best self. Find balance in your lifestyle and watch yourself evolve into who you're meant to be. For more information about Sabrina and her services, visit therightbalance.com. That's the...